Welcome to the James River Church Podcast. You're about to hear another inspirational message from Pastor John Lindell. It's our prayer that this message is an encouragement and blessing to your life.
What I'd like to do is I'd like us to look at Luke chapter 6 and verse 38. Jesus speaking. This is Luke's version of the Sermon on the Mount, where we read this, "Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down." Let's go back here for just a moment. "Give, and it'll be given to you." What do you have to do? If you want God to give to you, what do you have to do? You have to give. It's not, "It will be given to you, and you can give." It's give. I have people at times who say, "Well, you know, if God gives it, I'll give it." Well, you know, yes and no. You and I have to do what we can do, then God does what only He can do. He says, "Give, and it will be given to you." How will it be given? Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, it will be put into your lap, for with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. I want to give you three principles just quickly. Number one, we receive according to what we give. We receive according to what we give. It's the law of the harvest. God has set it up that way, that you're never going to have to worry if you plant watermelon seed that you're going to get cauliflower. Praise God, right? I mean, whatever I sow, that is what I reap. Life is set up that way. It's whatever the kind of life you and I live. The words that we speak frame the reality we live in. You doubt that, just go home and start speaking negative, hurtful words the minute you walk in the door. Watch the kind of reality you live in. Go home, speak life-giving words. Speak words of affirmation. Speak words of kindness. Watch the reality you live in. I mean, we can frame what we sow, we're going to reap. It's true in all of life. In Luke chapter 6 and verse 37, the verse preceding the verse we just looked at, "Judge not and you'll not be judged." Listen, if you live a life that runs around judging people, then don't be surprised when you have a lot of people judging you. Notice it says, "Condemn not and you'll not be condemned." You lead a kind of life that's not condemning people, you're not going to be condemned. "Forgive and you'll be forgiven." This is a very interesting point. If you forgive others, you're going to be forgiven, what, by them? Hopefully, but by who? God. In Matthew chapter 6, watch this. If you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you. You forgive, which is much smaller than His forgiveness of you, right? It's multiplied back to you on a much larger scale, because that is what God does. Now, it's true when it comes to giving. Jesus is the one who said it's more blessed to give than to receive. That there's an attendant blessing. The generous soul prospers, the Bible says. And you find this all over Scripture, that God blesses as we give. For example, in Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 24, "Give freely and become more wealthy." Now, there it is. That's in the Bible. That's repeatedly in the Bible. Not those exact words, but the principle. If you sow sparingly, you reap sparingly. You sow a lot, you reap a lot. If you're the one, we're the ones, if we give freely, you become more wealthy. This whole thing on giving, the reason why we take time with it is because it is counterintuitive. Because humanly, we would say, no, if I give, then I have less. And God says, In my kingdom, the way it works, when you give, you have more. You say, well, are you saying that I should give so I can get? Listen, I don't give so I can get. I give knowing I don't have to be afraid to give because I'm never going to have less. Saints through the ages have understood this, godly men and women. John Bunyan, the great Puritan, he was imprisoned and wrote Pilgrim's Progress, one of the classics, great classics of all time, said this, "There was a man, some called him mad. The more he gave, the more he had." It doesn't make sense, but it's true. Be stingy and lose everything. The generous will prosper. In Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 9, honor the Lord with your wealth and with the best part of everything of your produce. In other words, put God first in your giving, in your spending. Put him at the top. Then he will fill your barns with grain and your vats will overflow with good wine. God will bless you. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 6, remember this, a farmer who plants only a few seeds will get a small crop. But the one who plants generously will get a generous crop. In other words, for a farmer to go out and say, well, I'm only going to give, I'm only going to put in the ground five seeds, but I'm expecting a bumper crop, that's ridiculous. We'd all say that. Common sense tells you that. But if he sows generously, the more seed he puts in the ground that he gives away, the greater his harvest. It's an illustration from nature, and it's where Paul is talking about money. You and I, we receive according to what we give. There's a second principle I want you to notice. We receive more than we give. Look at it in Luke 6:38. Give, and it will be given to you. Who's going to do the giving? God's going to give, and he can give a lot of ways. He can give through people, circumstances, all kinds of things, but he will. You're giving money, he's going to multiply the money back to you. And how does he do it? It'll be given to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. It will be poured into or put into your lap. Now, I don't know about you, but every time I read that scripture, and this is true for me for years, I always think of a box of cereal. So I've got a very spiritual illustration here. I've got Tony the Tiger and Frosted Flakes. Because they are? Well, that was hardly enthusiastic. Come on. Come on, what? Tony would be embarrassed. He'd be disappointed. They're great! How many like Frosted Flakes? Some do. Okay. A lot of sugar in there, and I used to love that stuff. So anyway, but you know, you get your Frosted Flakes and you're buying that. And so, you know, have you ever opened it up and you open it up and you're kind of like, huh, I want to see how much is in there. And like they say, contents have settled to the bottom. So like, look at this. I mean, so like you got this thing here where the contents have all settled. So, you know, let's say for the sake of our illustration, this reflects our giving. So you and I are like, I'm gonna give a box of cornflakes or Frosted Flakes. And God looks at you and God says, you know what? I'm never gonna owe anybody anything. God doesn't just say, well, I'm gonna give you a box back. No, that's the nature and character of God is generous. James calls him, if you lack wisdom, you should ask the generous, gift-giving God, is the way it reads in the original. That God is a generous God. He's never going to owe a person anything. He's never going to have anybody ever say, well, I gave to God, and he never. He's not going to let that happen. So what God's going to do is God says, you know what, I'm not only going to give back to you, but I'm going to give more to you. And to make sure I can give more, I'm going to press it down. I'm going to shake it. And he's going to press and he's going to press. Why? Because God delights in giving to you. Some of you this is new to you. And you have to just think it through. It's in the scripture. It's all over. God is a generous God. God delights. This isn't the end all. This is the only thing we talk about. Some of you are new today and you're like, just what I thought, big church talking about money. I know. But I'll put my record in the number of my messages over 29 years and you'll see this is not out of proportion, but it is important because I want to see you be blessed. I know what's true. I've done this now. I've been in the ministry all these years. I know this is true. I've watched it work. It's people ask, why does this always seem to work for you? Why is that? It's the blessing of the Lord. I'm just telling you, God blesses people when they're generous with his kingdom. And it's not just a building, it's missions, it's church, it's your tithe, it's all of it. So God says, listen, so now God, he presses it down, he shakes it together, but he says, you know, I'm not just gonna stop there. I am going to add another box. And then what does he do? God takes and he again, keeps, because he's a generous God, he says, I want him to have more than just two boxes. So I'm gonna press it down. I'm gonna fit as much into their container as I possibly can. Is that the way you see God? Do you see God as saying, I want to do as much as I possibly can for them? I want to bless them as much as I possibly can. There's the law of the harvest, but I am going to pour out blessing. Now, if I took time and I mashed up the boxes, and I would take, if I mashed up the cornflakes, six boxes will fit in that container. So God, think of this. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, but God doesn't stop there. God says, no, no, no. I'm not gonna just stop, you know, a little bit from the top. No, I'm gonna keep pouring, keep pouring, keep pouring, because I'm a God who blesses people. I'm a God who overflows, and it's gonna run over in their life. Now listen, this is everywhere in the scripture. Malachi chapter 3. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse of God. Test me in this. God says, put me to the test. See if I don't open the windows of heaven and pour out so much blessing, what? You can't contain. This is the generous nature of our generous God, that God delights in blessing, that God will never owe a person anything, that God says, listen, you did that for me, you're not gonna do anything for me, that I will not fail to reward you, both in this life and in the next. And honestly, if we take a ratio of 1 to 7, that's very conservative to compared to other scriptures where Jesus in one place says in the Gospels, any man who's left father, brother, mother, sister, houses, lands, for my sake will not fail to receive 100 times as much in this life and eternal life in the life to come. How much is 100 times? It's 10,000%. Return on your investment. I'm just saying that God gives back. He is a generous, gracious giver. Now, the third thing I want you to notice, we determine how much we'll receive. This is very interesting, look at it. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. God says, what kind of measurement do you want me to use in blessing your life? And whatever measurement you use, that's, you know, if you sow a little, you reap a little. You're still gonna end up with more. If you sow a lot, you're gonna reap a lot. You're gonna end up with more. The idea is you're never gonna have a time in your life when you're gonna have outgiven God. That's absolutely impossible. And that's the joy of giving. That I never have to be afraid of giving, that you never have to be, that anytime I give, like when I put the check in the giving box yesterday, I don't have to be afraid to give. I don't have to say, oh, I wonder if he will this time. No, by this point, Debbie and I, it's so much a part of us, we're just like, can't wait to see what God's going to do. Can't wait to watch what happens. I remember sitting on the front row when we were taking the offering at the start of this campaign and leaning over to Debbie and saying, I can't wait to see what God's gonna do with this. I know it's related to X and X. We're gonna watch God. And I'm telling you, we saw God do beyond what we could have asked or imagined. And I want that for you. I want you to know the joy of seeing God do for you supernaturally what you could never do for yourself, because God delights doing it. And I want you to have the joy of being able to say, wow, I was a part of something that was so supernatural, something that in the days to come, as you hear reports out of Joplin, in the days to come, as you hear reports out of any of the campuses, what God is doing, that when you look at it, you'll say, you know what, I was a part of that, I invested in that, and you can be sure heaven will credit it to your account. But you and I determine the measure by which it'll be measured back to us. The seed we sow, the more we sow, the larger the harvest. And I was thinking about this just to continue the illustration relative to our giving. So if one box is seven, then if you had two boxes, you would have 14. And if you had five boxes, you would have 35. And if you had 10 boxes, you would have 70. And if you had 20 boxes, you would have 140. But I mean, this is indicative of the gracious goodness and generosity. But you know, God loves to do big things. And I want to just illustrate it to you in this way. So let's say you said, I'm going to get crazy and I'm going to do 100. If you did 100, what would that look like? Well, it would look like 700 boxes, because that's the generosity of God. He blesses and he blesses and he blesses. And I bring this out because I want you to see God is just generous. God wants to show himself powerful in your life. But invariably, like everything else in the kingdom, it comes down to a step of faith. And this is a moment for some of you who have never stepped out in faith to say, listen, I want to be a part of this. Now, let me just say this to you. If you don't want to, you don't have to. This is not for people who have to. This is for people who want to. That's number one. So nobody can walk out of here and say, you know, I just felt really bad. You don't have to feel bad. You don't have to give anything. You don't have to feel bad. I feel bad for you. And the reason why I feel bad for you is because, listen, there's one who gives it away and has more. There's one who withholds and has less. I feel bad for you. And I mean that sincerely. I'm happy anytime I watch somebody step out in faith. I'm happy anytime I watch people learn the principle of generosity in their life. I'm grateful that somebody taught it to me when I was still in college. And I saw the truth. I wasn't sure it was true. But every time I did it, I found out it was. And over the course of my ministry, I've seen the truth of it, the joy of it, and experienced the blessing of it. And Debbie and I wouldn't have been able to do anything like we did this time if it hadn't been for previous campaigns where we started out. We did what we could, where we could, when we could. We did as much as we could, as quick as we could. And we saw God bless every single time. And I'm just saying, this is an opportunity for you, if you've never done this, to experience God's miracle working power in your finances in a way that's not only going to bless you, but going to change lives for all time and eternity. And then there's some of you, and you'd say, you know, John, I've already paid my commitment. Listen, bless your heart. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Some are in the process of paying it. Praise God. I pray you see the blessing of God on your life like you've never known it before. As a pastoral team, we pray for you. But for some, like Debbie and I, you finished paying your pledge already. A year's gone by. You've seen the blessing of God. Would you consider being a part of the miracle in an even bigger way by making a halftime commitment? Some of you would say, yeah, I would love to do it. Some of you would say, well, I'm gonna have to think about that. I get that. But Debbie and I have thought about it. We said, we're gonna go again. I just know God is faithful. And so right now, what I'd like is I'd like to ask everybody to take this card, whether you're doing anything with it or not. And there's three ways you can give. We'll bring them up on the screen. You can pledge on the website at jamesriver.church, or you can text your name and pledge amount to 417-582-7171, or you can scan this QR code right here, and it will bring up the screen that you'll need to be able to make your pledge. And I would ask you, we're gonna pray here in just a moment, but I would ask you to consider making a pledge and being a part, whatever amount. You say, well, I can't do an amount like you. Yeah, listen, there was a time I couldn't do an amount like we're doing. Start somewhere. Believe God. Watch what God will do. Now, let me say this as well. This is over and above giving. So if you've never tithed, I would encourage you, I'd rather see you tithe and develop the regular systematic giving than to jump into this. I would encourage you to tithe first. But this is over and above giving. And if you'd say, John, I'm going to do it, I want to do it, this is an opportunity to be a part of something historic. And so you can use the card. You don't have to use any of the other means. You can use the card and take a moment and fill it out and write legibly. If you just put an amount, we won't count it because anonymous doesn't, we don't know if it's for real or not. So no matter what the amount is. So we would just ask you to, by faith, say, listen, here's who I am, and I'm believing God, and we'll believe with you. And then we've got an envelope here that if you'd like to start, because honestly, the quickest way to pay off a pledge, pay as much as you can, as quick as you can. Somebody asked me how I budget in a campaign. I've been asked that, interestingly enough, several times through this campaign. I just tell people, honestly, I've never budgeted on my campaign giving because it would never have made sense what we did. If I budgeted, I'd do like a fraction of what God would give me the faith to believe him for. You say, well, how in the world does that work? I cannot tell you how it works. I know it works. I give as much as I can, as quick as I can. That's how it works. Because if I wait to budget, it never works. It would never work for me. So you have to find what works for you. But if I overthink it, then I can find myself getting cold feet. And I'm just saying, you know what? If I feel it in my heart, that's where I'm going. That's how I've lived my whole life. Not just on money, on everything. If I feel it in my heart, that's where I'm going. If I feel that's what God is telling me to do, that's what I'm going to do. I don't have to sit and think if it makes sense or not. I just need to do what I know the Lord is calling me to do.